Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Wichita police are investigating a shooting that occurred in East Wichita on Tuesday evening. McCall coming in around 5:10 p.m. regarding a shooting in the 3100 block of South George Washington Boulevard. The victim taken to a local hospital with one gunshot wound in critical condition. At this time, there are no outstanding suspects. And more on the severe weather over the weekend in southwest Kansas.
That severe weather included a lone tornado in Liberal. Straight-line winds knocked down power lines and damaged buildings in the northeast, while Garden City Fire Department reported downed power lines had closed a section of Highway 50, and strong winds had destroyed a shop and damaged homes and campers. Fortunately, there were no major injuries. In Gray County, winds toppled irrigation pivots and ripped off metal roofs on some buildings. Despite the damage, the storms brought much-needed rain to the area. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson announced that Kansans who purchased certain financial instruments from MoneyGram that were never cashed will soon be able to claim those through the Kansas Unclaimed Property Program, following a rule on Tuesday by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a unanimous opinion, the court found that agent checks and teller's checks issued by MoneyGram fall under the Federal Disposition of Abandoned Money Orders and Traveler's Checks Act, and when left unclaimed, must be remitted to the unclaimed property systems of the state in which they are purchased. MoneyGram and the state of Delaware had argued that these instruments did not fall under that act, and the company had been remitting the unclaimed payments to the state of Delaware, where it's incorporated. Johnson said this ruling is a win for Kansans whose unclaimed checks were being improperly held in the Delaware unclaimed property system. He said they will work to ensure this unclaimed property is promptly transferred to the state of Kansas and begin the work of returning that money to Kansans. Kansas was one of more than 20 states that filed the original action case against the state of Delaware in 2016, seeking the return of the funds. The case was originally filed by former Attorney General Derek Schmidt with the support of former State Treasurer Ron Estes, and the Attorney General's office represented Kansas in the briefing on the case. A 2016 estimate determined that Delaware was holding more than $1.78 million in uncashed MoneyGram checks that were purchased in Kansas. The court has ordered the case back to a special master to implement its ruling, including determining the exact amounts owed to each state. During the first week of sales earlier this month, over $8 million was spent on recreational marijuana in Missouri and another $4 on medical. For medical marijuana advocates across the state lines in Kansas, it's a sign of what could be. Missouri, Colorado, and potentially Oklahoma could all have recreational marijuana laws by next week if voters in Oklahoma pass State Question 820. By contrast, Kansas is one of only a couple of states with no laws allowing marijuana use. On Wednesday and Thursday this week, the Kansas Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs will hold 2 days of informational hearings on medical marijuana legalization, and it's the first hearing on the topic this session. Senator Olitha Fast-Godeau, the ranking Democrat on Fed and State, said that it's taken this long to get a hearing this session because of the committee having a new chairman. She said with potentially 3 states around Kansas having recreational marijuana, there is motivation to get things done, even if the session is halfway over, as a bill can be drafted quickly and introduced and debated before the session is over. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, is open to applications from qualifying parents and guardians of Kansas students. KEEP provides a $1,000 award per student to pay for various educational goods and services that promote learning recovery and facilitate academic enrichment opportunities. Governor Kelly said the program will provide Kansas students with new opportunities and resources to help them thrive in the classroom, and she encourages all families that qualify to apply for KEEP. KEEP funds may be used on various enrichment and educational activities. However, the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. Eligibility for KEEP funds is determined by financial need, and students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible, and the funds will be distributed to actively enrolled K through 12 Kansas students between the ages of 5 and 18. Families can learn if they qualify, apply for the program, read the full handbook of rules and instructions, and browse the marketplace of qualified service providers at keep.ks.gov. Program participants will have access to a web and mobile app for using their awarded funds, and subject to funding availability, future waves of funding may be provided with expanded household income eligibility parameters. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon on March 9th at the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center in Topeka. The meeting will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, the approval of past minutes, and public comment on non-agenda items. Commissioners will then hear the Secretary's orders for deer season permit quotas for 2023 before discussing and voting on proposed regulation changes that include KAR 115.89 for camping, where staff will be recommending reducing the number of consecutive camping days allowed at state fishing lakes and wildlife areas from 14 to 7 days. The change would not affect state parks, and managers at state fishing lakes and wildlife areas would still have the discretion to post their campgrounds or issue a permit allowing a 14-day camping if warranted. KAR 115.823, bait hunting, where staff are recommending adding language to the existing regulation that would prohibit placing bait on department lands and walk-in hunting access and IWIHA properties for all activities. This change would not apply to licensed fur harvesters as permitted in KAR 115.51. And KAR 115.825 for trail game cameras and other devices, where staff are recommending a new regulation that would prohibit the use of trail game cameras on department lands and walk-in hunting access, IWIHA properties. However, this new regulation would not apply to mapping systems and programs. For the purpose of the regulation, the definition of a trail game camera would be any remote motion activated or infrared camera where the shutter is activated by sound triggers, proximity sensation, radio transmitters, or the self-timer built into the camera. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update and general discussion period. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. Before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually by Zoom, and virtual participants may access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on April 27th at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement project on K-181 in Osborne County starting on Friday, March 10th. The crews will be replacing the bridge spanning Twin Creek, which is located approximately 5 miles south of Downs, and K-181 will be closed to traffic at the bridge during the project. Motorists should follow the signed detour on US 24, US 281, and K-18. The new bridge is expected to open to traffic in November 2023, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The agenda for the Norton City Council meeting that's scheduled for today, Wednesday, March 1st at 5:30 p.m., includes two building or demolition permits to present for approval. The new business to present includes from City Administrator James Maru, who will discuss budgeted purchases overruns and property exchange, and Gerald Jones, who will present the second reading of Ordinance Number 1759 pertaining to unlawful parking. Andrew Black will present the Utility Committee meeting report, Dean Little will present the Personnel Committee meeting report, and Dennis Gilhausen will present the Finance Committee meeting report. Robert Bowman will present for approval the Antique Racers application for grandstand and park use, and he will schedule a Parks Committee meeting, and then any other business to come before the Council. Upcoming meeting and work schedules, today, March 1st, the Council meeting at 5:30 p.m., on March 8th, a Personnel Committee meeting at 4 p.m., on March 15th, a Council meeting at 5:30 p.m., and on April 5th, a Council meeting at 5:30 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, you go back to Sunday. We had severe weather across the southern plains that also caused a lot of issues with blowing dust, particularly from southwest Kansas down through the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says another round of blowing dust could impact soil and crop conditions and the southern plains this week.
Now, as we move eastward, the big story for the Great Plains will be the storm expected to emerge across the southern Great Plains later this week. Already, twice in the last week, we have seen significant early season dust storms raking parts of New Mexico, West Texas, and parts of neighboring states. And it looks like that could happen again later this week with another very powerful system coming out of the southern Rockies, sweeping across the southern plains. We could see once again, significant blowing dust that has already caused damage to winter wheat and other winter grains across that region and has really left a sour taste in producers' mouth as we head into the spring with very difficult conditions across West Texas and environs.
And comments from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. In Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly announced 9 short-line rail maintenance and rehabilitation projects are being awarded nearly $5 million as part of the Kansas Department of Transportation Short Line Rail Improvement Fund program. The governor said that the now rail improvement projects will strengthen Kansas agriculture supply chain, connecting farmers and ranchers to regional, national, and international markets. 6 of the recipients will use the funds for major track rehabilitation and rail replacement, and 3 projects were awarded funds for siding extensions and storage tracks as well. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills,
our math, our engineering skills,
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure will stay put for a little while longer, but temperatures will start cooling off across the Central Plains today with a cold front moving in. That'll be followed by another strong low pressure system Thursday into Friday. This system will bring rain to eastern Kansas, maybe some thunderstorms and some snow to our western counties. Some heavy snowfall and gusty wind will be possible for northwest and west central Kansas, and a winter storm watch is in effect this evening through Thursday evening for 3 to 6 inches of snow in those areas. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is developing in the Great Basin. That'll be drifting into the Four Corners area by later on today. A cold front is swinging down from the northern plains and headed our way with colder air. That'll start filtering into northern Kansas today, so we'll notice some cooler temperatures just about statewide through the afternoon. Looking at tonight, the low will pass across the Four Corners and into the Panhandle region. By tomorrow morning, some heavy snow will be possible for our northwest and west central counties. We'll be getting rain showers elsewhere. The wind stays gusty through tomorrow. Heavy rain will be likely throughout our eastern and some of the central counties, and we'll get snow showers in the west. Colder tomorrow, highs in the 30s and 40s. The low will quickly move out by late tomorrow and early Friday. Some lingering precipitation possible Friday morning in our eastern counties. Then high pressure is back for the weekend with breezy but fair weather. This afternoon's highs in northwestern Kansas will be in the mid to upper 40s, low to mid 20s overnight, mid to upper 50s north central, and mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours. For the northeast, mid to upper 50s with upper 20s to low 30s overnight, low 50s southwest, upper 20s to low 30s for the overnight lows, upper 50s and low 60s for south central Kansas, low 30s overnight. We'll be in the low 60s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Yeah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you
and... You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Hello.